Right now, I want to introduce you to Keisha Gomez. Ms. Keisha is the director of Hope for Tomorrow. You've got your son here, too, this morning.
I sure do.
Malachi is there entertaining himself
as the
official mascot of Hope for Tomorrow. Can you explain a bit about Hope for Tomorrow and the work that you do?
Right. So we're glad to be back and good to see you. We've been coming through the years and it's always a warm welcome when we get here. So Hope for Tomorrow is a year-round out-of-school enrichment program. We work with youth who reside in the West End. And these youth come into our program beginning at the third through fifth grade level, and they stay with us to their second year post-secondary. So we don't just have youth that pop in here and there, and we don't see them again. They come in, and their families come in. We work with the entire family, and we just see them through the years. So we have some kids that started with us in the fifth grade level, and now they're ninth and tenth graders, which is really exciting. And again, it's a year-round program. So during the school year, we meet 3 days a week, and we offer different type of life skill classes along with academic enrichment and social engagement. And then during the summer, we have a all-day day camp for the kids.
And I understand everybody here is a counselor, right? Because of their work and attendance during the school year.
Right.
They are now paid camp counselors for the summer program, which is pretty exciting. Let's meet everybody, and then we'll talk about summer activities. And you think we should start with David? Why not?
Yeah.
He's there. Good morning. Could you tell me, I guess as we go around, your name, how old you are, what grade you're going into, and if you have any shout-outs, I'll help you through too. But David, we'll start with you. Good morning.
I'm David Wilson. And my age is 15. I just turned 15 on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And the grade I'm going into is 10th.
What school will you be going to?
That's unidentified right now.
Still picking. What school did you leave last year?
Propel Montour.
So you might pick a new high school, it sounds like. Anybody you'd like to acknowledge or say hello to?
No
shout outs. Happy belated birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And next up is Jair. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
He's righty.
My name is Jair Johnson Mendoza. Long name, I know. Wait, what was the full question?
Oh, let's see. How old you are? Where you're going to be going to school in the fall? Grade?
So I am 17 years old, and right now I attend Nazareth Prep High School. It's a pretty nice place, a lot of motion, a lot of things to do. So, yeah, I can't wait to go back in the fall. And for a shout out, you know, just shout out to everyone in Pittsburgh,
Yeah.
Glad to talk to y'all. Also, if my mom, if she's listening, you know, shout out to you too.
You know she's listening.
She might be, I'm not gonna lie.
If she's not listening now, she'll listen later. So she's listening.
Yeah.
Because you'll have a copy of this to play for her later. So hello to Jair's mom. And NAS Prep is a great school. We enjoy our work with them. It's a beautiful place. Let's meet Malachi. He's right here in the middle. He's not a camp counselor, but Malachi, do you want to say hello in the microphone so we can hear you? You just have to, there you are. Hi.
Hello.
How old are you, Malachi?
8.
And you want to say hello to anybody? Your mom's here, but you could say hello to anybody else.
Hello, Daddy.
And let's move over to Abijah, who's here. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you're David. Where you go to school? How old you are?
So my name is Abijah. I'm 17 years old, and I go to Kappa High School. I'm going into the 12th grade, and I'm excited to be here this morning.
Terrific. What's your major at Kappa?
My major is visual arts, so that consists of drawing, painting, digital technology, fabrics, ceramics, the whole nine.
That's fantastic. Well, it's nice to meet you. Any shout-outs or hellos?
To my whole family. They should be listening right now.
Excellent. And let's see who we have. Are you going to say hello? Did we talk you into it?
Hello. My name is Jasmine.
I'm 14, and I don't live here, but I go to Richmond Middle
and
we're in Miami, Florida.
Okay. Well, it's nice to meet you. Do you have family here that you visit during the summer?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Miss Keisha.
Oh, you're a niece of Miss Keisha.
Yes.
What grade are you going into?
I'm going into the 9th grade.
And your family back home might hear this, if not now, online. They might hear it later. Do you want to acknowledge anybody?
No.
Okay. And let's see who's on your left. What's your name?
I'm Maya.
Hi, Maya. And what grade are you going into?
I'm going to the 9th grade.
And?
I'm 14. And I'll be going to Obama Academy 6 through 8.
Excellent.
No, 6 through 12, sorry.
Yeah, excellent. Good school. Are you going to go for the IB program?
Yes.
Congratulations. That's a tough program. Would you like to say hi to anybody?
Yeah. Well, I say hi to my mom and my sister and my brother
and
my dad.
What's your brother's name?
I have three. Their names are Mason, Michael, and Malachi.
And you're Maya?
Yes.
You're all M's.
And my sister's name is Mia.
Mia Maya.
Woo! And your mom and dad.
Are your mom and dad's first name both M's?
Maria and Michael.
I love it. I've never, ever encountered that before. The M team. I like it. So let's talk about what you have planned for camp this summer. I understand there's going to be a fashion show. Can anybody tell me a little bit about that or anything that you've planned for summer at Hope for Tomorrow?
So starting off with the fashion show, I am co-chair of the executive committee, and it's going to be run by all youth. So it's everyone in the camp, campers and counselors included. We're going to have the whole entire thing run by youth. So we're going to have models, spoken word. We're going to have dance performers. We should have some rappers. And it's going to be a fun time. And it should be on July 25th.
That sounds like a lot to coordinate. What are some of the things you need to do?
We really just need to have meetings and good communication. We need to make sure that we reach everybody that we want to come and perform. We need to make sure that we reach our audience well so that they'll want to come out and bring their families with them. And we just need to make sure that we have everything cracked down and this should be a good experience.
This is Samaja, who is one of the counselors for summer camp at Hope for Tomorrow. So the community at large will be able to come. It's not just for campers.
No, it's for everyone who wants to come.
And will there be fashions for both boys and girls, men, women, the whole nine yards?
Maya can speak more on that.
Excellent. Maya?
Okay, so the fashion show is like more like a showcase for like our work that we're doing on this. It'll be like what she said, dancers and rappers and spoken word and stuff. And it's like showing off what we can do as a youth when we come together. So there will be boy and girl models, and it's like a timeline, so back from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
Oh, very cool. But it's not just fashion. It sounds like it'll be self-expression and just kind of representing and yourselves, but also looking back in context and history too. That sounds like a lot of fun. Maybe we'll be able to go to that and do some recordings that night so we can capture it for radio. Is the night set yet? Did I hear July 25th?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. Anybody else want to mention anything about any work in that event?
So I'm the technical advisor, if I'm correct. So I'm going to be the person working with the cameras, lights, all that different types of stuff. So while, you know, everyone else is doing their thing, I'll be probably like behind the curtain or something, you know. Oh, so-and-so is about to go on the stage. You know, I hit the lights, spotlights, whatever we can get our hands on. And my aim is just to make it look really nice, you know, make the models, let them do their thing and let me help them succeed even farther than what they're already doing.
That's a big job. Your job is to make it look really easy so that the audience, it seems magical, right?
I've done light before. I've done lighting, for example, what's the show called? The Pittsburgh Brown Mama Monologues.
Yeah.
I've done lighting there before, too. It requires a lot of timing. Like, it seems so easy. You know, it's just a flick of a switch. But depending on how fast you flick it, you might get it too early, and then the person's exposed, and it's like, oh, no, you're supposed to flick it, like, 5 seconds later. And it's just, like, a lot of timing. Basically, the job requires precision.
That's a good description. I've never done it, actually. Well, I did it in 7th or 8th grade, but it wasn't as critical as what you're sounding. And if somebody's finishing their story and you turn off the lights like 5 seconds too early,
exactly,
it really shows. You seem really confident, though, in doing it and that it's something you like doing.
I mean, it is nice because, you know, at the end of the day, it does take a full team to cooperate doing the show. And I would say the technical part is a nice size chunk of it, just because of the fact that, you know, you put on the show, someone's got to record it. Someone's got to make sure that everything's visible. So I would say that since I do have the job, I do hold it with like a high regard, as I need to make sure that it's good so that I don't mess up.
Excellent. And David, do you have any role in the fashion show or the self-expression part of it? Anything you'll be doing?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. And what else is going on? So we talked about that. Are there some other activities this summer? If you're just joining us, Hope for Tomorrow's camp is just about ready to get started. And we are talking with camp counselors. Hope for Tomorrow is unique, and we're really appreciative of this, and that their program holds on to the kids that are involved. This is not a one and done or even a two and done. Kids as young as Malachi, who is 8. How old are you again, Malachi? Did I get that right?
8.
8. That's what I thought. Get involved and straight through, clear through to high school and maybe beyond, too. What else? Ms. Keisha is here representing, along with the youth that we have. What else is going on this summer?
Yeah, so that's our main thing. The fashion show is the big event that the youth are going to be hosting. But another big thing we have is we're going to be partnering with the Saturday Light Brigade.
Yes, you are. I'm excited about that. We're coming weekly.
Yes.
Do we start Monday?
Monday, yes. Yeah. Yes, so that's really exciting for us. So with Hope for Tomorrow, most people in the city of Pittsburgh know us for our youth entrepreneur program. We focus a lot on giving the youth tools to become successful entrepreneurs. And for those who are not interested in that, we do a lot of fiscal management and empowerment for them. So what we usually have in the summer, we have guests who come in and talk about their jobs or their journey to becoming an entrepreneur. And the youth usually sit and listen, and then they have Q&A time. Well, this year, what's unique is that with us teaming up with the Saturday Light Brigade, we're actually going to have invited guests come in, and we're going to kind of host a talk show with the guests. And the youth are really excited about that, because it's not the typical sit down and listen and, you know, maybe nod off or they talk about something you're not interested in. It kind of puts the power in their hands to ask certain questions and get, you know, a better idea of what these adults are doing. So the kids are really excited about that. And kind of what, like Jair mentioned earlier, everybody will have their role in this. So there'll be some who are going to be hosting the show. There will be some who are putting the questions together.
We'll have producers,
yes, exactly,
and engineers.
Yep.
And I was going to say, with any luck, I don't even think we need luck, because you all have the skill. We'll broadcast your programs that you create so other people can hear them. And I'm excited about that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So Hope for Tomorrow, how can people find more information about the general programming at Hope for Tomorrow?
Right. So our Facebook page is a great place to get information about us, Hope for Tomorrow, Inc. PA, when you visit Facebook. Our website as well is hopefortomorrowinc.org. They can always go through and see some of the youth. We have pictures and videos and things like that. And those are the main two ways that they can contact us. My contact information is there. Again, I am the executive director and also the co-founder. My husband, John John Paul and I are the ones who began the organization about 10 years ago. So they can always reach out to us. We are always looking for volunteers, partners, more youth to join us. We started off with about 6 kids in our living room, and now we're up to about 70 kids who are enrolled in our year-round program. So we're always looking for more families who are looking to join our little village here at Hope for Tomorrow.
Now, I have one more question for everybody, including you, Malachi. This has been kind of fun for me lately to ask this question. Mm-hmm. It's a question you've heard about before. If you had 3 wishes, what do you think your wishes might be? I'll give you a minute to think. Malachi, you immediately... That Malachi, the mascot, what are your 3 wishes? Make sure you speak into the microphone.
To be invisible, to have the power of the Flash, and like have the power as Superman.
Excellent. Wow, those came to you quickly. Any ideas what you would wish if you could? It could be anything in the world.
First, I'll wish for currency, and more wishes, and that's basically going to be it, because, if it was for infinite wishes, I can just get whatever I want.
You can use the wishes whatever you need to. I like it. What about you, Jair?
So, for me, it's a little difficult, because I have a lot of wishes that I wish I could bring to life, but I'd have to say my 3 main ones would be... One, that there's no more struggle in the world, because there's no real point to it. I mean, I'm still 17, so for me, I kind of still look at it through a child's eye a little bit. But to me, I feel like there's so many simple solutions that might not be as simple as they sound. But my second wish would probably be to have an infinite source of money, to be honest, because sometimes, I work a job, I'm working for Miss Keisha this summer, and... I spend what I want to spend, and I don't need nothing else, and then something else pops on, boom, and I'm like, I want it, but I don't have enough cash for that, so I can't get that. And my third and final wish, I'm not sure, though. I'd probably say maybe a superpower, but yeah, I don't know. My third is just kind of out there.
Yeah, you could fly, you could be invisible, or both.
Never know.
Thank you, and I sure agree with your first one, especially. Amacha, do you have any ideas what you would wish?
I had to think about this one. So my first wish would be to get into whatever college of my choice along with a good amount of scholarships, maybe a full ride. I'd like that. My second wish would be to... have the power to make everything happen that I speak positively into the universe. And then my third wish, probably to just be able to go on some type of luxury vacation once every year and travel the world and stuff.
Great wishes. I'm always curious. Do you have some to share? Let's get the microphone up and come up a little closer so we can hear you.
Okay, I really only have 2 wishes. I wish that the world would be a better place, and I wish that I would reach my goals and my dreams.
Those are great, and now we have one last set of wishes from Maya.
Okay, I wish that everyone was happy, because seeing people sad makes me sad, and... I wish that I could see into the future so I could see what my life is like later. And that's all.
Wow. And Ms. Keisha, I'll bet that your wishes are already coming true when you look around you, but do you have any you'd like to add?
Yeah, that's a good point. I would wish for resources so that way I could provide, the youth are mentioning money and vacations and things like that, and I wish... to give them the resources and the tools that they need to be able to have those things for themselves. And I also wish for hurt to be lessened in people. In the work I do, I see a lot of hurt, both in adults and in youth, and I wish for a way to help with those hurts. And lastly, I wish for more hope. I wish for more hope. A lot of people are hopeless, and they only see what they don't have, and they only see what they want. And I wish for more hope for tomorrow. My day is complete when I spend time with these young people who are able to look in the mirror and see themselves where they are now, and a lot of times be able to look into the future and see where they will be, and they have a glimmer of light in their eyes, and that's hope. So my last wish is for hope.
Thank you all from Hope for Tomorrow. Did anybody want to say anything they didn't get a chance to?
I just want to give a shout out to the Board of Hope for Tomorrow and all of our volunteers. We are volunteer run, and we have a lot of people who dedicate their time to these young people who are sitting here. So I want to thank them, and mostly to our parents. We have the most involved parents out there. So I want to thank them, and also to our sponsors, and to the West Side, the West End, and specifically Sheridan, where we live. Thank you all for the support.
Thanks. To all of you for coming. Somebody was starting to, anybody else? By all means. Well, great. Thank you all for being here today. It's a real pleasure. Hope for Tomorrow, Inc. is where you can find Hope for Tomorrow on Facebook and online. And we're looking forward to working with you this summer. And I hope to having you back either as a group or individually, and to broadcasting some of what you create this summer too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.